This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. He is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. He is our guy, Brad Biggs. Big Zay!
Hey, Brad!
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we're trying to get a trade done for Jordan Howard. Getting a lot of people upset by even contemplating moving him. But
Molly dealt him already to the Eagles.
No. You know, the Eagles didn't make sense.
What did you get from the Eagles for him, though?
Yeah, but I didn't. It didn't make sense. I don't see how he fits with the Eagles. But I do think, Brad.
Yeah, if he's not a fit here.
Yes. Why would he fit there? Yeah. But I mean, and I was saying the other team in Pennsylvania might be a good idea. The Steelers, he could fit in there. A team like that. I'm not trying to move the guy, but if he's not happy with his role, I don't see his role shifting or changing dramatically, to make up a word. But I do think that he's not pleased with what's going on there. And I think that he has value. And you got to look at, and I'm not even suggesting this could happen, but, you know, at some point, you got to think about the future and recouping. All your committed cash is committed through the future. Your draft picks are committed through the future. You don't have a first or a second next year. Why not pick up another draft pick if you could do it, if you felt that he wasn't going to help you, if you felt that you could get by without him? So, I wouldn't say it's beyond the realm of possibility. I think that it's more of an exercise for us than anything else.
Yeah, and I think that the chance of them getting what the average fan thinks they could get for Jordan Howard is probably remote. You know, I don't know, where the value is for him. He really fine first two seasons in the league, but for all the reasons that he might not be an ideal back in Matt Nagy's offense, those are reasons that would probably knock his value down a little bit. You know, I think you'd probably be talking some type of mid-round draft pick for him, maybe.
Right.
Again, if they were to go that route, and if that's the return haul for him, I don't know if it makes sense for the Bears to do that in season when you look at what continues to happen every week in the league and more specifically the division. They've got a chance at this thing, and I think I tend to believe what Nagy says, that they've got a big role for him. They're going to need him this season, and that it didn't happen for him in the last game against the Bucks. What was really interesting about that Bucks game is his playing time with Tariq Cohen was about dead even that game. Okay, it was just every time Cohen was in the game, or just about every time he was in the game, he touched the ball, and Howard didn't touch the ball a whole lot. So we'll see if that shifts going into this Sunday's game against the Dolphins.
Brad, we'll give you the question we posed to each one of us at 5 at 5 this morning. Which player on the Bears, not named Trubisky or Mack, will have the greatest impact Sunday against the Dolphins?
Greatest impact, not named Trubisky or
Mack.
Tannehill?
I said Bears player, but at that...
What are they going to do at cornerback if Amukamara's out? You would think it's the Tolliver kid again.
He played okay against the Bucks,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah. You know, a guy who keeps showing up every week is the free safety, Eddie Jackson. He's a guy you're continuing to see a little more and more from for that Bears defense, a guy who is becoming more vocal, certainly more comfortable being vocal in his second season. and turning into a really nice player for the Bears in the back end of that secondary. He's a guy that could really show up in that game.
I know we don't put a lot of stock in it, but Pro Football Focus, I mean, we put some stock in it, but it's just one factor. They have him the highest-rated safety behind Earl Thomas.
What happened to Amos?
Well, well played. That's why you have to – everything you take with a grain of salt sometimes, because the numbers aren't always, you know,
telling. Yeah, I mean, they've
telling.
Had Amos being Pro Bowl-worthy and all these other things. So, yeah, I don't know. Eddie's played well. You know, you watch the game, you go back and rewatch it, and Eddie consistently shows up and makes some plays.
This segment with Brad Biggs brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Brad, you know, I think I ended up going with Akeem Hicks because I think the interior of their offensive line is kind of messed up, and now Tunsil, the tackle, is it looks like he'll be out in concussion protocol for this game. So when you start, you know, evaluating a team and their chances, the Bears' defensive line could be in for a pretty nice day, given the not just the injury, but the number of them on the offensive line.
Yeah, you look at a possibility of them being down either 40 or 60% of their offensive line, and you've got an opportunity to go out there and really wreak some havoc. The Dolphins will have to find a way to get the running game going, and they've been okay in that department, averaging about 4.2 a carry so far this season. But, yeah, that's not an ideal situation for anybody when you talk about losing multiple offensive linemen.
So this confidence that's coming out of Hallis Hall, this belief that, you know, that taking advantage of opportunity, looking at the division as winnable, you buying it, and how sustainable is that, do you think? Because we've heard a lot of rhetoric before. It's been a nice first quarter of the season. I just wondered, does this feel different to you as it does to some people?
Yeah, I think it does feel different. Now they've got to sustain it, you know, I promise you this, when we get to the holiday time, Thanksgiving, you get into December, nobody's going to be talking about the first quarter of the season. Okay, so what happened in the first four games it's significant. You know, the record, that those three wins are going to stay with you, and that one loss is going to stay with you, but it's about building off this and continuing to improve. So that's what they've got to do. The division, I thought coming into the year that the NFC North had an opportunity to be the best or one of the best divisions in football in terms of competitiveness and quality play and the strength of the teams. Now, it hasn't stacked up that way to this point, but it's early. Green Bay can kind of stop being so uneven, and Minnesota can figure out a few of the things that are going on for the Vikings, although they did play relatively well this past Sunday in Philadelphia in a victory over the Eagles. So it's still got a chance to be a very good division, but it hasn't lived up to expectations, certainly for those two teams, and the Bears have an opportunity to take advantage of that. They've played well. They've got to go out and win division games. They won three NFC North games the past 3 years combined, and they're 0-1 this year with the loss in Green Bay. So they've got to go out and do it. But I think there's a confidence and a belief that they can accomplish that.
When you start evaluating the coaching job they've done, it seemed as if when we look back at the tape against Tampa, it was almost like they were scheming open players. It was a great game for the Bears in a lot of different ways. But do we still know yet whether Mitch is still reading and figuring things out? I mean, is he just hitting wide-open guys and having that great breakthrough game? Can he build on that performance in this game?
That's what you want to see, and that's what you have to see, is the growth and development from him against a Miami team that's been pretty opportunistic anyway, defending the pass. The Dolphins have got 10 interceptions on the season, so they've done a nice job catching the balls that are thrown to them anyway, and so he's got to he's got to put together back-to-back games, and if he can start doing that, that this will look like a really scary team, you know, for opponents, and you start talking about the division and things beyond that. But I think that's what Nagy's done a good job of too, is, you know, while on the outside you're looking big picture and wondering where this team can head, and there at House Hall they're just talking about the Dolphins. What do we need to do this week? What are our goals this week? What's the game plan this week? So they're staying focused and keeping that attention on the task at hand.
How will Mitch Trubisky handle success?
Yeah, well, that's you know, who knows, you know, right? How do you handle? It's one thing to handle adversity. It's another thing to handle prosperity, and to be able to roll with both of those well is difficult for some guys to do. But this is a Dolphins team that started 3-0, went to Foxborough and got its doors blown off, and then blew a 17-0 lead at Cincinnati this past week to lose by 10 points. So the Dolphins are probably scuffling a little bit here right now. They were feeling good about themselves after starting 3-0, but they've got to figure some things out now. And so I think the Bears have an opportunity to go down there and get one.
Brad, are you saying the Dolphins miss Cutler?
No, I'm not your guy.
That's what you're saying.
How's your guy doing?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while. I'm not going to ask you for my Cutler updates. I think you just painted a picture where the Dolphins miss Jay Cutler.
Oh, boy. No, I don't think so.
Big says.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs, the football man from the Chicago Tribune.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.